الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, we continue. Thank you. That kind of scared me a little bit. Yeah, we continue with the العقيدة الوسطية للشيخ زبي بن تيمية. Today's date, as per the brother's delicate reminder, is the 6th of Safar, the 6th of Safar, 1433, which corresponds to the 31st of December, 2011. Yeah, so according to these people, it's New Year's Eve. And so there's nothing really new about this year, nor about this Eve. But anyways, back to the topic. This would be the last session in regards to the Sahaba, inshallah. And then we will enter into another subject matter. So I believe this will be the 8th or the 9th class, particularly on that. Now, we stopped at the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. ثم بيّن المؤلف رحمه الله شيئاً من فضائلهم ومحاسنهم بقوله. Then the author, may Allah have mercy on him, he expressed or he mentioned some of their virtues and the goodness which they were upon. He said, من الإيمان بالله ورسوله والجهاد في سبيله. That they were virtuous. Among their virtues is their belief in Allah and His Messenger and fighting in His cause and struggling in His cause in all its various forms, including fighting. Wal hijra and migration. Wal nusra. And what is nusra? Help, support. Ahsant. Wal ilm al nafi'. What is al ilm al nafi'? Why is there a kind of knowledge which is not beneficial? Is there? Is all knowledge beneficial? No. So you need al-ilm al-nafi'. That's why it's a common dua. People say, "Allimni ma yanfa'uni, wanfa'ni bima 'allamtani." Teach me that which is beneficial, and benefit me with that which you have taught me. So al-ilm al-nafi' wal-amal al-salih and the righteous deeds. فكل هذه مناقب وفضائل معلومة مشهورة. All these virtues are known and popular, famous. تغمر كل ما جاء من مساوي القوم المحققة. This will overwhelm any other errors that may have been mentioned about these people. فكيف بالمساوي غير محققة. And this is assuming that these errors are confirmed, let alone errors which are not confirmed. This is basically based on fabrications. أو التي كانوا فيها مجتهدين متأولين, or the ones in which they were exerting themselves and doing تأويل, they thought that they were correct. يعني assuming that they neither were doing اجتهاد, nor it's a doubtful information. If it is confirmed that it was a deliberate sin, still in the light or in comparison to all the goodness they were upon, it's nothing. قوله ومن نظر في سيرة القوم بعلم وبصيرة. So whosoever observes or he looks into the seerah, the biography of these people, with knowledge and insight. وَمَا مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِهِ مِنَ الْفَضَلِ. And what Allah has bestowed upon them of these special virtues, عَلِمَ يَقِينًا أَنَّهُمْ خَيْرُ الْخَلْقِ بَعْدَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. He will know with certainty that they are the best of creation after the prophets. هذا بالإضافة إلى ما ثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قوله. This is besides what has been affirmed in being attributed to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, who said, خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. The best of people is my generation, or are my generation, than those who follow them, than those who follow them. أخرجه البخاري ومسلم من حديث عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما. So the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. وعلى هذا نثبت خيريتهم على غيرهم من أتباع الأنبياء بالنص والنظر في أحوالهم. Based on that, we affirm their superiority over other followers of other prophets per textual evidence and per observation and observing their affair. فإذا نظرت بعلم وبصيرة وإنصاف. If you look into the matter with knowledge, insight and justice, في محاسن القوم, in regards to the goodness of these people, وما أعطاهم الله من فضل, what Allah has bestowed upon them of virtues, علمت يقينا أنهم خير الخلق بعد الأنبياء. You will know for certainty they're the best of creation after the prophets. فهم خير من الحواريين أصحاب عيسى. They are better than the disciples of عيسى. وخير من النقباء أصحاب موسى. And they are better than the نقباء the companions of Musa, and I don't know how that would be translated to English. Naqib is like, in terms of the army, the ranks. Naqib is something, some sergeant or some something. I can't remember right now. I never really knew them, actually. Not that I can't remember. I don't know it. I never know the names of these. What? Wait a second, yeah, Ibrahim. We're speaking about now the ranks among the soldiers in the army. You have a general, you have I don't know what. Naqib is one of them. But in essence, we're speaking about the companions of Musa, but that's the name that they're given to them because it's in the Quran. It's in the Quran. Naqiba. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Allah mentioned 12 naqibs. It's in the Quran, ya jama'at al-khair. Ashbukum. يَلَّا مَشِّي حَالَكُ وَخَيْرُ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَ نُوحٍ وَمَعَ هُودٍ وَغَيْرِهِمْ And they are better. وَعَلَيْكُمْ سَلَامُ And they are better than those who believed with Noah and Hood and others. لَا يُوجَدُ أَحَدٌ فِي أَتْبَاعِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ أَفْضَلْ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ There isn't a single person among the followers of other prophets better than the Sahaba. May Allah be pleased with them. وَالْأَمْرُ فِي هَذَا ظَاهِرٌ مَعْلُومٌ The matter is clear and evident. لقوله تعالى because Allah said كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس you were the best nation ever produced to people not because you do خروج 3 days and 3 months and 40 days with the جماعة تبليغ no even though they like to use this ayah to support their views say you know Allah says كنتم خير أمة أخرجت so we're going خروج we're the best people خروج ما شاء الله no you can't interpret the Quran according to your invented methodology and a group which came in recent times it never existed among the sahaba and their claim further that the sahaba used to do what they do today is another lie the sahaba did not have this kind of organization you know where they were known as jama'at tabligh and they would go in groups in this fashion and go knock on people's doors and call them to salah and come to the bayan and someone give them this whole manhaj is not from the sahaba What we can affirm, this door needs to be fixed, wa alaykum salam. What we can affirm is that the Sahaba dedicated their lives for da'wah. And that's what we say to every Muslim. You don't have to be part of the tablighi jama'at for you to call people to salah or call them to good or call them to whatever. This is part of your life. This is your job. Around the clock. It is not restricted to a time, place, a group, leader in this fashion. Particularly when this group and this, they use books that are inauthentic and their big sheikh was a Sufi who used to seek, you know, wahi at the gravesite of some of the awliya, as you all know from the stories of their imam. Can't remember his name now, you know. Zakariya. Hey, na'am, but his first name. Ala kulli hal. It's not acceptable. And this book, these books, Fada'il Amal, Fada'il Sadaqat, are terrible. Besides the authentic material, which you can find in any other book, obviously, the other material is just bad. It's just bad stuff. And it teaches you the wrong aqidah and the wrong manhaj. So, Jazahum Allah Khair for the efforts they're doing, fi sabilillah. We ask Allah to give them ajr for that, but it's not correct. Their niyyah, we hope it's good, and we ask Allah to give them what they deserve, but the action is wrong. And so we don't participate in it, we don't propagate it, we don't become part of it, unless you're a sheikh, and they acknowledge you as a sheikh. And they say, come with us, and they will listen to you, in which case you go and you educate them. You go only to educate them, to get them out of that whole loophole of being part of the tabligh and leaving their families behind. Many of these women, you know, her husband goes for 4 months. They need him more than anyone else. And he's gone in different countries in the world. He can't even give da'wah himself. But he's gone with the jama'ah, sleeping in the masjid. Tab, your family, akhi, your children, it's haram for you to leave him behind. If you're not a qualified person to leave your family and go, why are you traveling this distance and this duration and wasting your money in this fashion when Allah does not want you to do that? When you qualified, Jazakallah khair, but you're going to tell me everyone in Jama'at Tabligh is qualified? No way. I lived with them, I used to go out with them, I know them personally. The nicest brothers, when you're with them, they are the nicest people in treatment. I wish the people upon the way of the Salaf acted and behaved like the Tablighis with each other. Of course, the Tablighis, when someone from outside Tablighi attacks them, they show you the other side. Which also happened to me. But before that, they're really nice people, man. Amazing. Amazingly nice. So we are more deserving of this behavior than they are. Because they get more people with this behavior than the people of the Salaf get with their attitude. And so we're a little rough and tough, you know. May Allah guide us. Ala kulli hal, that's besides the point now. So كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس وخيرنا الصحابة رضي الله عنهم. Now we were the best nation and the best of us are the صحابة. ولأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الخلق. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, who is guilty of this crime? And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the best of creation. Don't do this again, barakallah feek. Because when I came in, I made sure that it was all the way down. So someone must have done this. You don't have to expose yourself. And the best is the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. فأصحابه خير الأصحاب بلا شك. So يعني logically, if he is the best, and this is the best nation, and the best of us are the Sahaba, and he is the best, and these are companions, then by default they are the best. هذا عند أهل السنة والجماعة. This is according to who though? أهل السنة والجماعة. أما عند الرافضة, as for the Rafida, the rejectionists, the Shia, فهم شر الخلق. To them they are the worst of creation. إلا من استثنوا منهم, except those whom they've exempted and made an exception from among them. According to some, they're six. According to some groups of Shia, they're three. They differ on that. قوله لا كان ولا يكون مثلهم. وعليكم السلام. Welcome. وعليكم السلام. So Sheikh al-Islam said لا كان وعليكم السلام ولا يكون مثلهم. There has never been and there will never be anything like them. Beautiful. لا كان. كان is what kind of verb? Madi, but there's an additional description for that kind of madi. They call it naqis. Naqis, it is deficient. Yani it is not, it doesn't carry the meaning on its own. That's why you have kana wa akhawatiha, kana al waladu kada wa kada. So it comes in a sentence, actually it changes the mubtada and khabar in terms of the waikum salam, in terms of the fatha, in terms of the mansub and marfu'. So لا كان, there has never been. ولا يكون, يكون is what? What kind of tense? مضارع. مضارع, but he's correct, مستقبل. Now the fact that it's in the future, this is derived from the context. Don't worry about the door and the first people and the classes here. ماشي. I'm telling you, the shaitan is on your case. Are you done, Habibi? Close the door, barakallah fi. Okay. Yakunu is in the present. Is in the present tense. How do you know that? Present verbs begin with ya or ta. They begin with ya or ta. This is a qaida. Remember that. Unless the word itself is a noun, which happens to begin with ya or ta. Like yathrib. Or like talbib or whatever words you may have. So don't fall into the trap anytime you see ta or ya, say this is a present verb because it may be a noun or an adjective or whatever. But if it is a verb, then it will be like that. طيب, إذن لا كان ولا يكون مثلهم, there will never be anything like them. جزاك الله خير. أي ما وجد ولا يوجد مثلهم, there has never existed nor will anything like them exist in the future. لقوله عليه الصلاة والسلام خير الناس قرني, because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said the best of people is my generation. فلا يوجد على الإطلاق مثلهم رضي الله عنهم لا سابقا ولا لاحقا. So there is nothing like them, may Allah be pleased with them, not before, previously, nor later on. خلاص, done. The best we can do is what? Try to follow them in their footsteps. That's as good as it gets. And even that, even when we do that, if one of them was to spend, huh, the equivalent half a mud, we would have to spend a mountain of Uhud in gold, and we still can't get it. Now, this does not mean that we will not get the ajr that they get, because we have a hadith from the Prophet ﷺ where he clearly stated to the Sahaba that there will come a time where the one who's holding on to the religion is like the one who's holding to a burning coal. He said he will have the ajr of 50. They said, oh Messenger of Allah, 50 from among us or from among them? He said, no, 50 from among you. Because you have the situation, the environment helps you to be righteous. They would be in a time where its fitna is so prevalent, they won't have this kind of assistance. Now, the fact that Allah may give you more ajr does not make you superior to this person. You see what I'm saying? Just like someone may be a genius. He's very knowledgeable. And someone who's not that intelligent, but there's an exam, And this guy studies hard and he does all kinds of things, and Allah decrees he gets a higher grade than the intelligent person. This does not make him more intelligent. He just got a higher grade. But if he were to deal with them individually without this examination, this guy seems ignorant in comparison to this guy. So you understand the idea. We don't want to be restricting things that are not restricted. قوله وأنهم الصفوة من قرون هذه الأمة. They are, صفوة is like the extract, pure extract, that which you extract, and it's the epitome, the best, the most pure thing. من قرون هذه الأمة. They are the best, يعني, of the generations of this أمة. التي هي خير الأمم وأكرمها على الله. Because this أمة itself is the best of nations and the most honorable in the sight of Allah, the most noble to Allah. أما كون هذه الأمة خير الأمم. Why is this أمة the best of أمم? فلقول تعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. آل عمران آية 110. You were the best nation ever produced to people because of course you enjoin what is good, you forbid what is evil, and you believe in Allah. You believe in Allah. وقوله وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس. And such we have made you a middle nation, a nation that travels in between extremes, so that you may be witnesses over people. ولأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الرسل. And because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام himself is the best of messengers. فلا جرم أن تكون أمته خير الأمم. So there is no doubt that his ummah will become the best of ummah because he is the best عليه الصلاة والسلام. And you're following the best, so you become the best accordingly. وأما كون الصحابة رضي الله عنهم صفوة القرون الأمة. As for the evidence that the Sahaba are the best and the most pure of the nations, of the generations of this ummah, فَلِقَوْلِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي. The best of people is my generation. Did you find another translation for Safwa? Is that what you were looking for?
I just
wrote. Okay. But if you find another one, share it with me. We all want to benefit here. وَفِي لَفْضِ خَيْرُ أُمَّةِ قَرْنِي. Another wording of the hadith, he said, the best of my ummah is my generation. وَالْمُرَادْ بِقَرْنِهَا الصَّحَابَةِ. What is intended with that qarn, that generation, is the sahaba. وَبِالَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ التَّابِعُونَ. And what is intended by those who follow them, the tabi'un. Also tabi'in. When do you say tabi'un, when do you say tabi'in? When it's marfu' tabi'un, when it's majroor tabi'in. Good. What about if it's mansub? Also tabi'in. Because al-ya is alamatul nasbi lil, al-ya alama lil mansub wal majroor. Al-ya is the sign for the mansub and majroor. So ra'aytu al-muslimina. Ra'aytu, I, I'm the doer. I saw the Muslims. The object, the maf'ul bihi, is al-muslimin mansub bil-ya. لأنه إيش? Why? طيب, maf'ul bihi bil-ya. Why? What kind of word is it? Why did you say muslimin muslima? Jama' mudhakkar salim. Because jama'. How's your Arabic, guys? Are you still studying Arabic? It seems to be evaporating with the heat outside, you know? Advanced? Now I gotta go back, man. I don't know where you're advancing to, but you have to have the basics down before you go anywhere else. Otherwise, you're gonna get lost at some point in time. But you're good. But you need to, you know, sharpen these skills a little bit, man. Because, you know, these things, you can't play with this. This is like someone teaching English and he doesn't know the difference between a verb and a noun. It just doesn't happen, okay? Or as a teacher, which, by the way, I've met. They forgot what a verb is or what a noun is. Okay, so it just doesn't happen. If you forget, how are you going to teach the people? So they are things which you need to know by heart, including these basics of علامات النصب وعلامات الجر وعلامات الرفع والمثنى والمفرد والإلى آخره. These things you can't play games with. طيب, على كل حال, this is besides the topic. So التابعون, because he's مرفوع. وبالذين يلونهم, what is intended with those who will come after the تابعون. تابعوا التابعين. Now he said تابعوا التابعين. Why? Earlier he said التابعون. Now tabi'ut tabi'in. Why did it become tabi'in? What is the role? What is the grammatical ruling on the word tabi'in? You should know this, Abdul Majid. مضاف إليه. مضاف إليه. تابعوا التابعين. So تابعوا مرفوع بالواو. تابعين is مجرور بالياء لأنه مضاف. Because it's مضاف. معي because it's being possessed or referred back to تابعوا. These are the followers of those. على كل حال. قال الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. والاعتبار بالقرون الثلاثة بجمهور أهل القرون وهم وسطة. Now and the Sheikh al-Islam said والاعتبار بالقرون الثلاثة بجمهور أهل القرون. Now the يعني us finding a place or of reference, okay, in regards to the first three generations is according to the scholars of all generations. It's supposed to be all those who are following that. All of them agree that the best people to follow are the first three Qurun, except those who deviate today among the modernists and those who say that they are men and we are men and they can understand the Quran and we can understand the Quran, so we don't have really to refer back to them. Their understanding is ancient. It had to do with the Arabian Peninsula, this and that. All this is nonsense. وجمهور الصحابة انقرضوا بانقراض خلافة الخلفاء الأربعة. The majority of the Sahaba had passed away. Actually, انقراض. What verb is that? What does that mean? انقرض. If you studied science, they mentioned dinosaurs, and then they say that the monkeys. What does a monkey have to do with this, man? What happened to the dinosaurs? Extinct. There you go. Inqirad, technically, actually, is used as an equivalent to in science, to something becoming extinct, like the dinosaurs. So here, inqirad, that really means they all passed away, meaning they became extinct. But if you use that, people will think of dinosaurs. So it is not appropriate translation. That's why sometimes one word will have multiple meanings, but you have to choose the one that agrees with the context. That's why when you use Sheikh Google to translate things, you come up with all kinds of nonsense, man. I told you about the place which had the big old sign that says murdered chicken. They went there and said the judge mazbuh, okay, slaughtered. And so they used Google, they put the judge mazbuh, and it told them mazbuh is murdered, so they put a big old sign, murdered chicken. So what happened there, man? Is it crime? So upon coming to chicken, pa, 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 he killed all the chicken, then they sell them to you. It's crazy stuff, man. And these people have all this money, they can't get one guy to revise this material before you make a big old sign. It's just wild. And this is in terms of chicken. Don't ask about material, about da'wah. Yes. About da'wah. People want to use the same manhaj, just use Google. Google is stupid. Google is a machine. You give it one word, and you know this word has 25 meanings. He's going to choose one. He's going to choose one, probably not the one you want. Unless you're doing word for word. Maybe. You give him one word, he gives you one word, the most common usage. But a sentence, it's impossible for him to understand what you mean. So never use it. Okay, and it is not reliable. In fact, many times when someone uses it and they ask someone to revise it, the first thing they say is, I can't revise this, I have to translate it all over again. It's just too busted for you to even begin working on it. So in case you've been doing this at work without telling anyone, you know, they give you stuff and you use Google and say, تفضل يا مدير, stop doing it. Because you're cheating the company in this fashion. So how did we get to Google? Extinct. انقرضوا, so they passed away with the passing away of the four khulafa. Most of the sahaba, by the end of the fourth khalifa, most of them had passed away radiyallahu anhum. حتى انه لم يكن بقي من اهل بدر الا نفر قليل. So much so that from among the people who attended Badr, they were only a small number of people that remained. وجمهور التابعين بإحسان انقرضوا في أواخر عصر أصاغر الصحابة في إمارة ابن الزبير وعبد الملك وجمهور later. Now, and the majority of the تابعين who followed them in excellence They all passed away by the at the end of the generation of the smaller Sahaba, the younger ones, who lived obviously longer, because those who were old died around, you know, after the Prophet ﷺ. Those who were very young, like Ibn Umar and others among them, who lived longer. So most of the Tabi'een had actually become had already passed away around that time. In the time of the rulership of Ibn Zubayr and Abdul Malik. وَجُمُهُورُ تَابِعِي التَّابِعِينَ فِي أَوَاخِرِ الدَّوْلَ الْأُمَوِيَّةِ وَأَوَائِلِ الدَّوْلَ الْعَبَّاسِيَّةِ And the majority of the tabi'een of the tabi'een, atba'u tabi'een in other words, they all passed away by the end of the Dawla al-Amawiyya and al-Abbasiyya. Abbasites and Amites, or however they use that. No issues here. Or in the beginning of the Dawla al-Abbasiyya, the end of the Dawla al-Umawiyya. وَكَانَ آخِرُ الصَّحَابَ مَوْتًا أَبُو الطُّفَيْلِ عَامِرْ بِنْ وَاثِلَ اللَّيْثِي Now this one is a good one to remember. The last Sahabi to die was Abu Tufail. This is his what? Kunya. Hey, laqab is like Al-Asad, Sayfullah, مثلاً. Khalid bin Walid, Sayfullah al-Maslul. Al-Hamza, Asadullah. This is laqab. Kunya is usually Abu or Ibn. Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Ilakhiri, Ibn Taymiyyah. This is the kunya. Laqab is another name. And both are five. One may have both, actually. So here we have Abu Tufail, Amir bin Wathil al-Laythi, who died sana mi'a min al-Hijra. He died at the 100 Hijri. 100 Hijri. Waqila mi'a wa ashr. And it was said in 110. So he lived, yani, 100 years after the Hijrah of the Prophet ﷺ. Be careful, after the Hijrah, not after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, because Umar, with the consultation of the Sahaba, decided that the Hijri, the Islamic calendar will begin from the time of Hijrah. Ay. قال الحافظ ابن حجر في الفتح واتفقوا أن آخر من كان من أتباع التابعين ممن يقبل قوله من عاش إلى حدود العشرين والمئتين. Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah says in Fatih what? Fatih al-Bari fi sharhi Sahih al-Bukhari. He said they have agreed that among the last from the Atba' al-Tabi'een whose statement is accepted, the one who lived up to the year 220. Up to the year 220, still reliable. And there you have it. That actually ends the discussion on a Sahaba, and now we have reached this critical chapter. We're almost done with the book, man. I don't know whether I should be happy or sad. Hey, this is not good, man. How long have I been doing this? For a few years now. 4, 6, 7. Allah musta'an. Karamat al-awliya. Karama. You in Urdu, you say karamat? Karamat. Karamat. Mashallah. You guys have to distort something along these lines, huh? Karamat, huh? Yeah, before we actually go into the, I don't really want to begin this because I believe in the files being organized in a way where a new chapter should have its own audio file. Okay, so my current decision, and may Allah forgive me if I'm wrong, we will not actually go over this now. This will be discussed with a new class because it's difficult to name the lecture. You know, the position of Al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah in regards to the companions / Karamat al-Awliya. It's just going to be too much. I don't have that much space. So we'll skip that. But what we can do is two things. Perhaps if you have any inquiries in regards to the previous chapter, we can discuss it. Or you can give me your own input on Karamat al-Awliya per your country. Because I know in Islam, every country seems to have their own funky stuff in regards to these issues. It's like they're not the same. So we have some in Lebanon, you have some in your country. So let's do that. Let's do that. Let's see what do you guys have to share with us in this regard. What do you think when I say Karamatul Awliya? What comes to mind? Abdul Majid, tell us about Sri Lanka, brother.
Something supernatural.
Fine, but we will go into the definition.
In our place, we have one person who was a pious person. When he died, he had the mizan, the book called that they fixed it on the head and the leg.
Okay.
That became a place where the people who are snake bitten, with the wound they go and attach it to the good things, the all the venom will get sucked out and they will be released. And that's it, you're fine.
Whoa. Interesting.
Yes.
From where, Akhi?
Bangladesh.
How about, I know you guys have some funky stuff there. What's up?
The famous story is there are two Muslims maybe more than 1,000 years before, they migrated to in our region to spread Islam for Dawah. His one name is Shah Jalal and another name is Shah Pran.
Are they Sufis?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know actually if they're Sufi or something, because they were a scholar to spread the Islamic knowledge.
Tayyib.
Because this region was mostly the Hinduism is there.
Fine.
There is no Muslim.
Then what happened?
So there was a king or a dictator there, Hindu king there.
Mm.
He was big, powerful, and the community all they was worshipping this guy, and they were obedient by this guy. When he reached, these two guys reached in this point, that there some informer, they informed their kings, some two Arabian people.
Arabs?
Yeah.
Okay.
They come there and they are
spreading
dawah,
Islam.
Yeah, mm. Making dawah. And many Muslims, many Hindus and non-Muslims, they are converting their religion.
Mm.
So after this hearing this information from this informer, king, he sent some person, like military position, they are good power. So catch them and bring in this place. But when they hear, the people of the king,
the soldiers are coming to get them.
Coming to them and to the arrest. Then they show something extraordinary, like, you know, sujal. They put on the sea, on the river, and they ride the sujal over the water.
Mm-hmm.
When the people, they saw these two guys coming from without any boat or something, then they thought this is, it cannot be, the person cannot do like this.
Right.
It should be miracle from Allah.
Mm.
So they believe on these people, and when they go there, and they fight with them. But they have Islamic knowledge. They show some points to people, and many people become Muslim.
MashaAllah.
After that, few years, these two, his followers, they fight with this guy, the king, and then he also dead.
They defeated him.
And Islam, MashaAllah, is there, spreading from there. He's famous.
Interesting. Now, this story is it taught in school, in history books, in Islamic?
Islamic, you know, mostly in our region, most people are given by the Sufism.
Mm.
Because of true knowledge, Arabic knowledge, they don't understand before.
Mm.
Some people come translating and they're hearing.
Yeah, but this story in particular,
yeah.
How did you guys learn it? Is it something that is told as a young child?
No, it's the Islamic people, most of the...
They say this in the masjid, in the lectures and whatever. Now, I saw some of you smile in disbelief. But see, as we go into the chapter, you will realize that we actually are not against things of this sort.
Yes.
And we have evidences that this actually happened, as we will elaborate. So, but there's a fine line between when things like that are authentic and when they are actually from the works of magic and witchcraft and whatever. So we will have a guideline. We will have a guideline through which we can identify what is authentic, what is not. But the story in and of itself should not be taken as something that is unacceptable, because we believe in Karamat al-Awliya as Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. But we have very strict guidelines so that we don't go overboard and then, you know, believe every Tom, Dick and Harry to be actually one who's doing Karamat. So it is restricted to the awliya of Allah, as we will see. India?
In India, there are so many.
The mother of Sufism.
Forget about Sufism. Just something...
Even in our area, some pious guy, maybe old, but he died so many years before. And they made like... they say Darga. So for Darga.
But we know the Darga. Tayyib.
They made the grave, his grave, and just they go and worship and ask dua like this. for the, they are telling this because it's awliya. They will give recommendation for
the. Where's the karama?
Karama.
Like, you didn't understand me now. We understand that this exists all over the world. We want something like the brother mentioned, something that he did, if they claim he's a, something that he did which made them believe he's a wali. And now if they wind up committing shirk, it's none of his business. He could be free of that. And the people may make a dariq around a dead man like Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, we know him of, and he's free from these people's shirk. They are the one committing shirk, his affair is with Allah. So we cannot, not everyone who's worshipped in a grave is guilty of what the people are doing. Some of them actually may be. Some of them, they were on the same manhaj, same the deviance, and they wanted the people to do that for them. And others are not. So we want from you, or maybe another Indian representative, can tell us something that is similar to the brother's story that is narrated, that Fulan did something that is supernatural or not supernatural, extraordinary. This is now your Bangladesh telling Indian story?
Yeah,
Sheikh, mashallah, and you.
What are you? Was the one country. Pakistan, India, and Bangladesh was one country.
Yes.
For 50 years.
But today you're only representing Bangladesh.
But there are one guy in the Rajasthan, in the desert area. People are going by struggling there. There is no way, no road. They are going very struggling. Yani, after very toughly where they go, reach there. And what they are making like Ibadah, like people are going with money.
Tayyip.
I'm successful in my business, I will give some money there, or I will give some gold or something like this. And there are people what they are making the songs or some song singing.
Tayyip, where's the karamat?
Karamat, this guy beginning, he was a killer. 99, he killed already 99%.
That's the
hadith.
Not hadith.
Yeah, but he liked the hadith,
He was killed 99%. But one day he found, when he was killed another 100, he killed the 100. He found one person at night. He was going to the grave, and he making dinner with one woman. One girl.
Dead she or
was,
alive?
She already dead. She was cornered inside the.
طيب.
Then his maybe lover or boyfriend or something like this. He go at night and he make dinner with this lady. Then this guy, he saw them and he catch them. He asked, why do you like
well, he catch him because then the lady is dead. Okay.
No, she is dead.
Yeah.
He never do Islamic salah or something.
طيب.
Then he make a, he take his sword and he slaughter him. Then he dead. You know? Dead. Then people know, the Nizamuddin Awliya. People call him Nizamuddin Awliya. He was there and he made one place. He resting every day. And people know this guy very well. But after that, so many followers there, they come in and they, you know, they,
that one is wild.
Like this. So after that, this death, people make his grave there.
The one who is committing zina?
No. The committing is the 100 is
done.
Done.
So then who died? The killer died?
Yeah.
How did he die?
He died at illness. Or
so did he become a, did he ever practice Islam or he remained
he
a killer?
Islam.
Okay.
He never do anything except he making the killing the people and taking the money before he do like.
Then he changed.
He changed.
Tay.
He was always making you know worshipping Allah.
Hey.
And, himself.
Then he became what he became.
Yes.
Oh, there's no karama there, but we understand. Taib, anyone from yes. Another country?
Pakistan, okay. Khwaja Bakhtiar Kaki.
Taib.
He was one of the awliya. He is karama. I just want to.
Well, we cannot say it. He's, we assume yes. He's one of the awliya. Yes. Naam, we can. Naam, yes. Naam. Hey, be careful. Aywa. Yes. What happened to him?
Ka means bread. Ka. This, that's why his name is Kaki. What happens when he was a small baby, so he used to go to school and then come back, and then his mother used to tell him, okay, my son, pray now, this is prayer time, and he was asking bread, where's my bread? He was saying, Allah will give you.
Mm.
Okay, what happened one day, this happens,
many times.
Many times.
Uh-huh.
Okay, daily this was happening, this was routine. One day she was not at home. Father Bakhtiar Kaki, he just stand up,
just started praying Allahu Akbar, and then when he saw bag, bread is already there, bread and food and all his lunch. So that's why his name became Khwaja Bakhtiyar Kar,
mashallah,
the person who produced the bag. And what happened actually, his mother, she prayed, oh Allah, I'm very, very far, I cannot reach home. So please take care of that, but I'm teaching my son, since he's childhood,
that you will give him bread.
Yeah,
so yes.
Allah arranged something.
MashaAllah.
So something happened. This is Karamat. I mean, they are saying this is, that's why his name become also.
How old was he?
He was some child. I mean, maybe 8 years or something, 9, 10 years or something.
Beautiful. Anything from the Philippines?
Stories about rebel groups in Mindanao.
Of the Shuhada.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's true. Because there's a news back in the Philippines that when this group was between government, and then they escaped without noticing by the military. And some Muslim, I don't know if it's true, said that this group says in the Quran, wherein the messenger.
وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَخْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ أي. نعم. And so he, they were able to go right in front of them without them seeing him. Yeah. These are the closest to the truth, by the way. The Mujahideen are known for receiving karamat. The Mujahideen are always, and you always, even in now, in the recent times, in Damaj here, you know, Allah Azza wa Jal will give special karamat and victory to the Mujahideen, because these are the elite among the Muslims right now. Because someone sacrificing his life for the deen of Allah is not something that anyone is willing to do instantly. And so of course, in the context where jihad is legitimate, we're not talking about those who go out of their way and things that are not legitimate and wind up harming, causing more harm than good. But Muslims who are being attacked and they are legitimately allowed to fight back, the karamat of the Mujahideen are famous. Famous. And besides them, you know, dying with this big smile on their face, they grin, a huge grin, you know, and it's a person, it's just amazing, because they see Jannah. They see their, you know, that the very first spill of blood for the Shaheed, his sin is forgiven, and he sees his place in Jannah, and he's giving glad tidings. So that's possible. Okay, well, we got a little bit of everything here.
Another thing is there, when India attacked Pakistan in 1965.
Oh, you guys and your internal war, man.
Like they said that, like, you know, some of the people from Indian Army, they said that which were the people who had like these green dresses. We were never able to kill any of those soldiers. These are like people of Indian Army who were either Sikh or Hindus, and which was their force, because we were not able to defend ourselves from these people. And
now wait a second, is the Pakistani uniform green?
No.
That you have to be careful, man, because when they say green,
yes.
Sufis.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I can understand.
So be careful, hey.
But they said that this was like Pakistani army is the regular, you know, the
camouflage when
you are now. Sort of
a classical example from Shuaib.
Yes.
He has to give you some food to describe the color. So from, he could have said yellow, beige, mustard color. Yes, Shuaib, yes. All right. We're all hungry, Habibi.
So they said that during the war, they were not able to kill them, and these people were slaughtering them on the battlefield. But this was like a story for 1965 only, not 71, which was later. So Allah A'lam, how...
Yeah. I don't know of any, but I don't have anything that is worth mentioning. And because back then I really didn't know, but I know we have this. This is common in this regard, but nothing that is that I can confirm or I think is worth mentioning. Besides the fact that, you know, we have many Sufis in Lebanon. We have a lot of grave worship, and we have a lot of these, you know, aqidah, this i'tiqadat that is fasida, bad and corrupt. It's very prevalent. But I don't know of anything of this sort, because, you know, this happened in another country there.
Can you talk about your debate? How is it going
on? Oh yeah, well, we have to turn off this recording. Ala kul hal. So that was a nice little, you know, intro, inshallah, or preface. By the way, it's preface, not preface. Many people misread it. Say the preface, not a preface. The preface of for this upcoming class. Faslun fi karamat al-awliya. Bi-idhnillah, if we all remain alive and healthy, we will elaborate extensively on it next week. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.